A 19-year-old student was found dead in her bedroom in Bangkok's Thonburi district yesterday morning. Telad Plu police were alerted to the death at 10 a.m. Police say they found the woman's naked body on her bed. She had bruises on her face and arms, and there was blood coming from her nose and eyes, but there was no trace of fighting in the room. But her wallet had disappeared. The first-year diplomacy student at one of Bangkok's leading technological colleges was staying in a three-story shop house with her boyfriend and her three brothers. The 31-year-old motorcyclist known as Benz Racing, who was sentenced earlier yesterday to 8 years in prison for money laundering, was granted 1 million baht bail with a condition that he wears an electronic monitoring device and cannot leave the country without a judge's permission. The husband of one of Thailand's most popular soap actresses was sentenced to 8 years behind bars for the charge of laundering money linked to drug suspect Nettapon Nakam, but was acquitted of abetting drug-related offences. The Thai Meteorological Department is warning people around the country to prepare for some very heavy rains throughout this weekend. The department says the rains are being fueled by a moderate high pressure system from China that has spread over Upper Laos and Vietnam. The department is saying that heavy rains will come with gusty winds and people in some areas should be prepared for possible flooding and mudslides. Warnings have been issued for provinces in northern, northeastern, central, eastern and southern provinces. I think that's just about everywhere, and covers the southern provinces until at least Monday, including Phetchaburi, Prachuap Kiri Khan, Chumphon, Surathani, Ranong, Phang Nga, and Phuket. And Thai Airways are cancelling the popular direct Phuket to Hong Kong flights from October the 28th. They say any existing bookings beyond this date will be funneled through Bangkok instead. It's believed that their budget subsidiary Thai Smile will be taking up the slack on the direct flights from Hong Kong to Phuket. A search is continuing off the coast of Phang Nga for four fishermen after their boat overturned last Tuesday. A search team from the Department of Disaster Prevention and Mitigation in Phang Nga and the Royal Thai Navy have continued the search for the four missing men since the report came in that they hadn't returned. They're all aged between 25 and 40, and all well-known fishermen from Thai Muang. They departed from a pier in Thai Muang last Tuesday with 40 kilograms of bait. The boat was later found overturned with the anchor dropped 2 nautical miles to the west of Takoa Pa. Local fishermen told searchers that there was a sudden strong wind in the open sea last Tuesday evening. 30 people have filed complaints with police that they've been scammed into transferring over 40 million baht to a woman who promised to sell them bargain gold ornaments. The groups filed their complaint with the Technology Crime Suppression Division. They allege that the woman made a post-offering to sell gold ornaments at about 2,000 to 3,000 baht less than the market rate for 15 grams of gold. Several smaller trades happened and they got their gold ornaments in the post as promised. But when they started making bigger orders after August 27 and transferred the money, the woman closed her Facebook page and disappeared. The victims eventually tracked down the suspect's house in Lopburi, but she wasn't there. Her husband, a retired flight sergeant, claimed to know nothing about the deal. Two Thai women found dead in an apartment in Seattle's University District in the United States have been identified by the local medical examiner's office. The Seattle Times reports that the coroner has determined that the 32-year-old woman fatally stabbed her younger roommate and then killed herself. The pair died last Saturday but weren't discovered until Tuesday. And the Go Echo Phuket Diving for the Environment Club is inviting volunteer divers for a massive underwater cleanup, as well as volunteers to join them to clean Phuket's beaches. This is the club's commitment to the International Coastal Cleanup Day for events to be held on September the 15th. If you'd like to help the divers do some cleaning in the waters around some of the islands or help with some of the beach cleans, you can go to thetiger.com or to our Facebook page and find the Go Echo Phuket post, sign up and get involved.